Look at Anderson's, he's moving on in. Your deadly duo housemate. You know he is. Arthur Bin.
Oh, solid.
Are you okay, Arthur? You don't look very well.
Yeah, I've been feeling a little bit no good. I've been taking some medicine, but it's still not working.
Well, in that case, what you need is my world-famous chicken soup.
No, it's okay.
Don't be silly. It won't take long to whip up.
No, really, I'm fine.
It's my cooking, isn't it?
What?
It's my cooking. Ever since I butchered up that deep-fried kangaroo, you won't touch anything I've cooked.
But you've never been cook anything since.
That's not the point. You didn't think I noticed your face when you took the first bite?
Yeah, but you made the same face.
I'm allowed to. I'm the cook.
Well, at least I've been trying to eat it. Not like Pete, who'd been feed half of his to the dog next door.
Is that poor animal still at the vet's?
Still.
Oh, Arthur, what am I going to do? I tried doing cooking classes, but I stopped because the teacher always made fun of my food.
Doesn't sound like a very good teacher to me.
I tried practicing at home, but Pete would always make fun of me.
Has Pete ever tried cooking?
Never.
Yeah, then he shouldn't make fun of you.
I want to cook, Arthur, and I know I have it in me. I just don't know where to start.
Well, how about we start aisle 5 at the supermarket?
Aisle 5?
It's where you'll find the bully beef.
Are you saying that you'll teach me?
Hey, what do you think friends are for?
Oh, thank you, Arthur.
And before you know it, you're fly gonna have Pete running extra miles just to try and work up for that deadly food he's been eating.
Oh, solid. I mean, how exciting.
Look at Anderson's, he's moving on in. Your deadly duo housemate. You know he is. Arthur Bin.
Oh, solid.